It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is new about the Galbani Italian Heritage Festival this time around?
Well, thanks for having us in today. We're excited about telling you what's new at the Italian Heritage Festival this year. We have a lot of really cool stuff. We have a piazza that's going to be in front of the main stage, which is going to have a lot of high-top tables. There's going to be a bar with a lot of adult beverages. You can get your food, come in, stand, have a nice place to relax and watch the entertainment that's going to be on all week. We have a couple of new entertainers this year. We have Cynthia coming in from New York, which is a freestyle night, which is going to be a lot of fun. We also have a Madonna tribute band coming on Saturday night, which is great. And Madonna was Italian, or is Italian, I should say. She's still around. So playing on our Italian heritage and Italian entertainers. We have a family area where you can have a picnic area, able to sit down with maybe the kids and have a nice place to relax. And that's sponsored by Foxy Delivery. We have a puppet show. We have grape stomping, cooking demos that I run all weekend long. We have a lot of great chefs coming up. The Galbani Italian Heritage cooking stage, which is great. It's a great time. So, yeah, there's a lot of new stuff.
What is it about the Italian Heritage Festival that is so much fun and why people should come out to Hurdle Avenue?
Well, I'll use one of Marco's lines, as I do with everything, because he says it the best. It's your kitchen. It's our kitchen table. We bring family. When you have your kitchen table, you bring family to your table. So we're bringing everybody as our family to our table to socialize, have fun, listen to music, eat, because that's what us Italians like to do. We like to eat. So that's what it's all about. And bringing the community together and bringing the community into North Buffalo is awesome. That's what we look forward to.
I'm not Italian, but I love to eat myself. And speaking of eating, the food, what are some of the highlights at the Italian Heritage Festival as far as the various food vendors that are going to be out there?
So, Tom, the amazing thing about the Galbani Italian Heritage Festival is everybody in Western New York is Italian this weekend. So, you know, to come out and eat your favorite foods, which is, you know, the staples, the sausage and peppers from Minio's, and we have the pizza from Lanova's and Campi's and Mr. Pizza. There's a lot of different stuff that's part of the Italian culture. We have arancini and stuffed peppers from Amici's. We have the sausage and pepper stuffed rolled in pizza dough, deep fried with spread with garlic butter. I know you're salivating. Molinaro's does
favorite.
That. That's my absolute favorite. I probably eat about 150 of those over the 3-day period. But they're just great. And you know, we have the Italian cocktails and Italian wine and Italian beer, and I'm sure there's some pastries. Icy drinks out there
and a ton of pastries. The cannolis and yeah, the regatta cakes and everything. Gelato.
Zeppoli's.
Cannolis.
Pastachotti. I'm getting hungry myself.
I'm getting hungry too, just thinking about especially the cannoli and the peanut butter gelato. This event is also, it helps raise funds. Where do the proceeds go to?
So the proceeds go right back into the community. So our festival has three organizations that are nonprofit organizations that run this. It is the Hurdle Business Association is one, the Italian American Federation is the other of Western New York, and the Westside Business and Taxpayers. So those three organizations take back to their communities and put back into their communities. Each organization has done something within their communities and brought back. For the festival, we bring all of our communities together. So it's great. And that's where the funds go. And then, you know, every year we got to do bigger and better than we did the year before. So some stay with us just to start up our festival for the following year. But we do give back. I know that I can speak on behalf of the Hurdle Business Association. We give back to our community. We keep up the cleanup on the hurdle. We keep up, you know, we help the businesses throughout the year by having all different events to bring people to Hurdle Avenue and that. So it's just something that all three organizations thrive at doing.
And I think the most important question of all, when are the days? When are the hours?
So it starts July 26th, which is Friday, 11 a.m., runs till 9 p.m. The 27th, the same hours, 11 to 9, and then Sunday is 11 to 7. You're going to want to get there early each day because it will fill up. It will be busy. On Sunday, I didn't mention we're having a celebrity cheese building contest using our Galbani string cheese. And, you know, it's all for charity. It's a lot of fun, highly competitive. The only thing that's a little more competitive, I think, are the Buffalo Bills.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, and best places to park.
Oh, good question.
There is, yeah. So the church on Dakota is having parking in their parking lot. There's the old Kmart on Hurdle. The cultural center is running the parking lot there. So there are places to park legally, so you don't get a ticket. And just come and enjoy. It's going to be a great time.
All right. Judy Porto-Fiorello and Marco Sciortino, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.